You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In the final episode of this week's series, Jeff Fish reflects on the transformative power of God's forgiveness, a grace that sets us free, makes us new, and calls us to live for His glory. Our key verse today is Psalm chapter 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our wrongdoings from us. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and the final day of our week-long series on forgiveness. Throughout this journey, we've explored the command to forgive, the power of forgiving others, the challenge of forgiving ourselves, and how to forgive even when it's difficult. Today, we turn to the source of all forgiveness, God's transformative power to forgive us completely. Our key verse today is Psalm chapter 103, verse 12, and it beautifully illustrates the extent of God's forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our wrongdoings from us. This means that when God forgives, He does so completely, with no trace of our sins left to hold against us. So let's reflect on how receiving this forgiveness transforms us and shapes how we live today. God's forgiveness is not like ours. It is immeasurably greater. And in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, God says, "Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall become as white as snow." He not only pardons us, but completely removes the stain of sin. Unlike human forgiveness, which can sometimes feel conditional or incomplete, God's forgiveness is full and final. When we come to Him with a repentant heart, He wipes away every sin, freeing us from guilt and shame. This act of grace is entirely undeserved, yet freely given through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The forgiveness we receive is made possible through the cross. Jesus bore the penalty for our sins, offering Himself as the perfect sacrifice so we could be reconciled to God. In John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus declares, "It is finished," signifying that the debt of sin had been paid in full. Because of the cross, we don't have to strive to earn God's forgiveness. It is a gift we receive by faith, knowing that Jesus has already done the work. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 reminds us, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the richness of His grace." Take a moment to meditate on that, to meditate on the cross and the price Jesus paid for your forgiveness. How does this understanding deepen your gratitude of love for Him? How does it make you feel about the God who forgives and forgets? Moving forward, God's forgiveness doesn't just free us from sin. It frees us to live transformed lives. When we truly grasp the depth of His grace, it changes how we see ourselves, others, and the world. One of the most significant ways God's forgiveness transforms us is by removing guilt and shame. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it declares, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus." When God forgives us, He no longer holds our sins against us. We are free to walk in the newness of life, unburdened by the weight of our past mistakes. Receiving God's forgiveness also empowers us to forgive others. When we understand the magnitude of what we've been forgiven, it becomes easier to extend grace to those who have wronged us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 reminds us, "Just as the Lord forgave you, so must you do also." Forgiveness transforms not only our relationship with God, but also our relationships with others. As we live in the light of His grace, we become vessels of His love, showing mercy and compassion to those around us. When we are forgiven, we are also given a new identity. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." God's forgiveness doesn't just erase our past. It gives us a fresh start and a purpose to live for His glory. Living as forgiven children of God means embracing this new identity and walking confidently in His love. It means letting go of the lies that say that we're defined by our failures, and instead clinging to the truth that we are redeemed and deeply loved. God's forgiveness has eternal significance. Psalm chapter 103, verses 17 through 18 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear Him, and His justice to the children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember His precepts so as to do them." Through forgiveness, we are granted eternal life and restored to fellowship with God. This assurance gives us hope and motivates us to share the message of His grace with others. With that being said, here are some ways to live out the transformative power of God's forgiveness. Number one, embrace your identity as forgiven. Stop allowing guilt or shame to define you. Accept that you are forgiven and made new in Christ. Number two, forgive others freely. Reflect on the forgiveness you've received and let it inspire you to forgive those who have hurt you. Number three, share the message of forgiveness. Be a witness to God's grace by sharing the gospel with those who need to hear it. Number four, live in gratitude. Let your life be a reflection of gratitude for the forgiveness you've received, honoring God through your words and actions. With that in mind, that brings us to a biblical example of complete forgiveness, and that is the parable of the prodigal son. We find this in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, and it illustrates the depth of God's forgiveness. In this story, a son demands his inheritance while his father is still alive, essentially wishing him dead. He squanders the wealth on reckless living and finds himself destitute, feeding pigs and longing for their food. When the son decides to return home, expecting to be treated as a servant, his father runs to him, embraces him, and restores him as a son. The father says in Luke chapter 15, verse 24, "For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has now been found." This parable demonstrates the completeness of God's forgiveness. He doesn't just pardon us, He restores us to our place as His children. No matter how far we stray, God is always ready to forgive, welcoming us back with open arms when we repent. The transformative power of God's forgiveness is unparalleled. It sets us free, makes us new, and draws us closer to Him. And as we live in the light of His grace, may we become people who forgive, love, and reflect His glory to the world. Thank you so much for joining me this week as we have explored the theme of forgiveness. Let's hold on to the truth that we are forgiven, redeemed, and called to live in the freedom of His love. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to join us again on Monday as we continue diving into God's Word together.